Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shanyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam Naram chaiva narottamam Daivim sarasatim vyasam Tato jaya mudiraya Nasta praeshu vabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtake. We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 12, entitled Dhruva Maharaj Goes Back to Godhead. The text on the board is text number 3. We will read the Sanskrit and then I will read the English for text 1 and 2 along with text 3. Nabhavan avadid yakshan na yaksha brataram tava Kala eva hi bhutanam Prabhur avyaya bhavayo Nabhavan navadid yakshan Na yaksha brataram tava Kala eva hi bhutanam Prabhur apyaya bhavayo Nabhavan navadid yakshan Na yaksha brataram tava Kala eva hi bhutanam Prabhur apyaya bhavayo
Bye.
Na,
na,
not,
na,
bhavan,
bhavan,
you,
you,
avadit,
killed,
yakshan, the yakshas, na,
na,
not,
na,
yaksha, the yakshas,
brataram,
brother, tava,
your,
kala,
time,
Eva,
certainly,
he,
far,
Bhutanam,
of living entities,
Prabhu,
the Supreme Lord,
Apyaya Bhavayo,
of annihilation and generation.
Translation, actually, you have not killed the yakshas, nor have they killed your brother, for the ultimate cause of generation and annihilation is the eternal time feature of the Supreme Lord. Let me read text 1 and 2, and I'll read text 3 again. Text 1, the great sage Maitreya said, my dear Vidura, Dhruva Maharaj's anger subsided, and being completely ceased, killing yakshas. When Kuvera, the most blessed master of the treasury, learned this news, he appeared before Dhruva. While being worshipped by yakshas, kinaras, and charanas, he spoke to Dhruva Maharaj, who stood before him with folded hands. Text 2. The master of the treasury, Kuvera, said, O sinless son of a kshatriya, I am very glad to know that under the instruction of your grandfather, you have given up your enmity, although it is very difficult to avoid. I am very pleased with you. And now text 3. Actually, you have not killed the yakshas, nor have they killed your brother. For the ultimate cause of generation and annihilation is the eternal time feature of the Supreme Lord. And now purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the master of the treasury addressed him as sinless, Dhruva Maharaj considered himself responsible for killing so many yakshas, might have thought himself otherwise. Kuvera, however, assured him that factually he had not killed any of the yakshas. Therefore, he was not at all sinful. He did his duty as a king, as it is ordered by the laws of nature. Nor should you think that your brother was killed by the yakshas, said Kuvera. He died or was killed in due course of time by the laws of nature. Eternal time is one of the features of the Lord, is ultimately responsible for annihilation and generation. You are not responsible for such actions. Omagyanat mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chaksur unmilitangyena tasmai shri gurave namaha vanchakaupatarubhyascha kripa sindhu paevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So we're into a new chapter in hearing the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj. This chapter beginning with the appearance of Kuvera coming to speak some words to Dhruva Maharaj. And certainly Dhruva Maharaj may have been a little worried that maybe Kuvera would be angry with him because Dhruva Maharaj had been doing a lot of fighting and killing a lot of the army of Kuvera, the Yakshas. However, we see something of the qualities of Kuvera, that he is also well situated, just as Swayambhuva Manu is a very great personality. Kuvera is also no ordinary personality, and he comes and speaks very philosophical words to Dhruva Maharaj, telling him that actually you did not kill the Yakshas, and neither did the Yaksha kill your brother. They were all killed by eternal time. He also describes Dhruva Maharaj as being sinless. And the second verse also was mentioned, sinless son of a Kshatriya. Kshatriyas by nature are usually involved in sinful activities. They have to practice hunting in order to develop their military arts. They go out and have to kill animals, and then they have to use their military arts and fighting and defending kingdom and punishing miscreants. They have to be able to administer violence. So there's some sin involved there. But Dhruva Maharaj is just described as sinless. Because Dhruva Maharaj is a great devotee, without being sinless, one cannot be a devotee. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells us, Yesham twantagatam papam jananam punya karmana tetanva moha nirmukta bhajantimam dridavritaha. That only those persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and who are freed from all sinful reactions, can engage themselves in my devotional service with determination and be free from dualities. So Dhruva Maharaj, certainly great devotee, in order to be a devotee, he must be sinless. And we're hearing Kuvera explain why he is sinless, that Dhruva Maharaj was not responsible for the killing. Srila Prabhupada in the purport says, Dhruva Maharaj was killing out of a sense of duty. And then Kuvera is saying that the actual person responsible for the killing is eternal time. So in the course of Srimad Bhagavatam, many references are made to eternal time. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have Grandfather Bhishma on his bed of arrows. And you all know how Lord Krishna had been trying to pacify the mind of Maharaj Yudhisthira after the battle of Kurukshetra. Maharaj Yudhisthira was considering himself responsible for the war which had resulted in the death of so many people. And he was lamenting that it was simply due to my own desire to have the kingdom that all of this has happened. And Lord Krishna was desiring to pacify the mind of Maharaj Yudhisthira. So then finally he brought him to Bhishma, laying on his bed of arrows. And it was Grandfather Bhishma who was to give the actual instruction or to pacify the mind of Yudhisthira Maharaj. And Bhishma did it by explaining to him that everything which has happened, all of these disasters, everything which has taken place, all of these calamities, they're simply due to eternal time. If all of us are under the control of this force of time, which comes endlessly, unceasingly, and takes everything. We come together by the control of time, and we're separated by time. It is time which has no beginning and no end. It is time which comes and destroys everything. And we know, of course, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna also says that he is time. Time I am, the destroyer of the world, and I come to claim all people. So no one is able to counteract the effects of time. Sridhar Swami, the great commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, expressed this, that there is no one who has ever been able to counteract the effects of time. Prabhupada would often quote Chanakya Pandit. The Chanakya Pandit says, time is the most valuable thing, that you cannot purchase time for any amount of wealth. In China, the Chinese culture, they have also sayings about time, very similar. They say, Yi Tun Jing Nan Mai Tun Guan Ying. That time, you can buy an inch of gold. Tun Jing means an inch of gold, a measure of gold. But you cannot buy 1 inch of time. Then they say also, Guan Ying Shi Jian. Time moves like an arrow. If you ever watch people fire arrows, you know the arrow goes so fast, you don't see it move. All you hear, you just hear the sound when it hits the target. So time is like that. It's moving so fast. We want to stop it. When we're enjoying, we come to Mayapur, we want time to stand still, right? We just want to just let time slow down a bit here. Let me have a nice time here in Mayapur. But even in Mayapur, time is going on. Time is running out. When we're in a difficult situation, let it go fast. Let time go faster, you know. Let me get over this. We have many sayings about time. Time and tide wait for no man, right? In the West, they say, time is money. And what is money? I remember when I was a new devotee on Sankirtan in London, we used to go every day on Harinam on Oxford Street. So we were out chanting, one taxi driver came by and he said, hey, I'll show you God. And he pulled out his money and said, this is God, this is God. So we say, you know, they say in the West, time is money and money is no God for most materialistic people. That's where it's at. So, time comes in the form of many different ways. For example, we see time described in Puranjan, in the story of Puranjan, in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, very nicely described. Narada Muni is explaining the story, allegorical story of Puranjan to Maharaj Prachini Barishat. Because King Maharaj Parini Barishat, he was enjoying in the, you know, he was like Puranjan, one who enjoys in the body. So Parini Barishat, he was enjoying, he was doing fruitive activities, karmakandi activities to enjoy material life. So Narada Muni was explaining to him the story of Puranjan. And he explained how Puranjan was attacked by Chandavega. Chandavega means time which moves very swiftly. Chandavega came with his army, 722 soldiers, 360 men representing the daytime and 360 women representing the night. Time, 1 year, you know, 360 days and night. So his army came to attack Puranjan. Puranjan, of course, is fighting. He wants to enjoy the materialistic people. They want to live on in the body and enjoy this material body as long as they can. They're trying to fight off death. They're fearful of death. So Puranjan is fighting. Chandavega has his army. Nobody can defeat. Can defeat time. So Chandavega is also known as Krodha, which means fear. So fear is, he has his, the daughter of time is called Kalakanya, right? And she is actually Jara, means old age, right? Does anybody like old age? no. Nobody liked. In the same way, nobody liked this woman, Jara. She's Kalakanya, the daughter of time. And she's looking for a husband. And she's looking everywhere trying to get a husband. Nobody wants her. Who wants anything to do with Jara? What kind of wife is that, you know? And she's trying everywhere. She approached Narada Muni. What a joke. Narada Muni's a brahmachari. How's she going to get a lifetime brahmachari for a husband? So she gets angry at him, curses him, you know. I curse you, you will not stay in any place for more than 3 days. Which is a blessing for Narada Muni, of course. So then she tries somebody else. She comes to the king of the Yavanas. The king of the Yavanas. He said, you're inauspicious. You're mischievous. He said, nobody wants you for a wife. He said, you can go with my brother, Prajwara. Prajwara means the fever which comes at the time of death. You go with him. And you can just go, you can make trouble for everybody in the material world. So, even old age, even Jara has a use in the service of the Supreme Lord. We see how old age is used in the service of the Lord. Because with old age comes fear. And when people get old and fearful, what do? They become more pious. They want to come to the temple. They want to go visit holy places. They want to give charity. Yeah? Because they know, I never did these things when I was young. I better do them now, before it's too late. So this is how Jara found some service in relation to the Lord. So time comes in these different ways. I was speaking about how Maharaj, Bhishma Dev was speaking to Maharaj Yudhisthira, pacifying his mind, telling him that all these sufferings are simply due to time. We see time also mentioned when Vidura came back after pilgrimage to preach to Dhritarashtra. And he saw his brother Dhritarashtra after the Kurukshetra war, how he had become, he'd taken refuge in the home of the Pandavas, and Vidura preaches very strongly to him, telling him how time is not on your side. Time is influencing you more and more. That by birth you are already blind. And now, under the influence of time, you have lost your power of hearing. The power of your senses is deteriorated. Bodily weakness is there. This is all due to the influence of time. You have to see. Time is coming, going on endlessly, taking everything from you. Your father was dead before you were born, practically. Your mother had to take you. He was conceived by the semen of Vyasadeva, and then he said, now your 100 sons, they have already been killed, and you are here in this condition, your body is so deteriorated. You have to prepare, you have to see time coming closer and closer. So for materialistic people, time comes in the form of death. Death comes and takes away everything. So of course, materialistic people live in fear of death. But for a devotee, there's no fear. Materialistic people, they're fearful. There's another story, anecdote about one man. He had a meeting with death personified. And there was an agreement between them. The man got death personified to agree that I will not take you away without warning you beforehand. The man wanted this agreement. that don't take me away from this world without giving me prior warning. So Death Personified said, yes, all right, I agree. So after many years, this man died, and he was taken to the God of Death. So he said to the God of Death, you promised you would only take me away with, first give me warning. You have taken me away without warning. But Death said to him, he said, no, I've warned you. He said, you never warned me. You never said anything to me. But Death Personified said, no, I warned you. Look, just look. Your hair is all gray. Your face is all wrinkled. Your senses have all become weak. I've been warning you every moment. Couldn't you see? So this is the material world. You know, we don't see the influence of time, how it's going on continually. But for a devotee, there is no fear. Time is not an obstacle. We do not see the Lord in the form of Kala Roop. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna shows Kala Roop to Arjuna, his form of time. And it's fearful to Arjuna. Whoa, what is it? Horrible. All the people being killed, everybody's entering into the mouths of the Lord, they're all being killed, all the great soldiers of the Kuru dynasty are entering into the jaws of death. Arjuna was not happy to see that Kala Roop. So Arjuna wanted to see Krishna in his original form, in his two-handed form. That form is very pleasing. So, the same way, Maharaj Yudhisthira was also instructed later on after Dhritarashtra had gone away with the good instructions of Vidura, Dhritarashtra left home. So then Maharaj Yudhisthira was lamenting. He was feeling himself unfortunate that he went away. I wanted to care for him. But Narada Muni came and instructed him. He said, no, the influence of time has caused separation from you. He said, the Lord is there in the form of time. But you can also see the Lord in his Satchidananda form. Although the Lord is there as time, he is also there in Dwarka. Narada Muni tells Maharaj Yudhisthira, the Lord is there in Dwarka in his Satchidananda form. You can see the Lord in that form. That form is pleasing. The devotee, we take pleasure in seeing the Lord in his deity form. If you don't see the Lord in the deity, you don't see the Lord in the holy name, then materialistic people see the Lord in the form of death, which comes and takes away everything. So time, the effect of time is there for everyone. But devotees can conquer time. Conquer time. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, Sukadev, Shonakarishi speaking, but the glories of hearing topics in relation to the Lord. For people who don't hear topics of the Lord, then as the sun rises and sets, their duration of life is reduced. But when you hear the topics of the Lord, then time stands still. Time is not affecting the devotees. We see a nice story. Prabhupada often told this story, which is actually given by Jiva Goswami in a purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He describes about the astrologer who came to visit one village, and different people came to get predictions for their son. First of all, the king came with his son. So the astrologer blessed him, Rajaputra Charanjiva. Then the rishi came with his son. And he said, Majiva Rishiputraka. The devotee came with his son, Jivava Marava Sado. And the butcher came with his son, Vyadi Majiva Mamara. So when they heard these different benedictions or blessings given by the astrologer, They were very puzzled. They said, you have to explain to us. What is this? So the astrologer said, Rajaputra Charanjeeva, that the king's son, may he live forever. Why? Because he's such a nonsense. He's such a rascal. He's simply engaging in sinful activities, wasting his life. By his piety, he'd been born as a king's son. But he's not doing anything pious now. He's wasting everything. So, may he live forever. Because when he dies, then he will be put into very difficult condition. He will have to suffer for all of the time he's wasted, for all of the nonsense activities he's done. So, Rajaputra Charanjeeva, the king's son, should live forever. Rajaputra Charanjeeva, Majiva Rishi Putraka. The Rishi Putra, the son of the Rishi, may your death come soon. Because the Rishi's son is living with his father in the forest, and they're doing every day some austerity there. They just eat some wild potato, wild fruit, wild vegetables, some leaves. They don't do any sin. They're doing great austerity. So he says, Majiva Rishi Putraka, may your death come soon, may you die soon. Why? Because you're doing so much austerity, so much tapasya in this life. In the next life, you will get the benefit of all of this. You can enjoy. Because you've done so much tapasya. So the next life, you will get a good situation. So may your death come soon. Then, the devotee. Jivava Maravasadu. For the sadhu, the devotee's son, doesn't matter if you live or die. Right? For a devotee, live or die, it's the same thing. In this life, chant Hare Krishna, eat Krishna Prasadam, serve Krishna. Next life, go on. Chant Hare Krishna, eat Prasadam, serve Krishna. No difference. So, jivava marava sadhu. Doesn't matter if you live or die. Devotee is not worried about death. Just go on, serve Krishna some other place. But vyadi ma jiva ma mara, the butcher's son, don't live, don't die. Right? You're living in hell, and when you die, you will go to hell. So, you can see, time for devotee doesn't matter. Not a big thing. We're not worried. We're serving Krishna, the body gets old, you have to serve Krishna, adjust the service some ways. But service to Krishna goes on. Prabhupada explained how as the body ages after 50, 55, then very old. Already death can come any time. So, have to prepare. Holy places here, Mayapur, Vrindavan, we can overcome the effects of time in these places. We're not worried about having an eternal body. We just simply want to be engaged in Krishna's service in any situation. So time, Krishna's energy. We see it in relation to Krishna. We surrender to time. But we're not attracted by that form of time. We're attracted by Krishna's eternal form. His threefold bending form, playing the flute, standing on the banks of the Yamuna. We see Krishna in that form. We don't see Krishna in this form as all-devouring death. Okay, so we will stop us if there are any questions. Yes, you can pass the mic.
When Krishna enjoys with the residents of Vrindavan, he sometimes can extend the time immeasurably. It was I think in Krishna book Prabhupada writes in in the Ras dance, Krishna extended the time. He used the long night of Lord Brahma's.
Yes, right.
The long period of Lord Brahma's night. He used that to. Also, Prabhupada says that the lust of Krishna, it doesn't diminish by time. It just.
What doesn't diminish?
Krishna's lust.
Krishna's lust.
As in, actually, Prabhupada said he wasn't lusty. He was just like a 7-year-old boy, an 8-year-old boy. But he probably explains in the Krishna book that his lust is controlled. And when we try to imitate Krishna in the material world, our lust just diminishes by time immediately. You know? It's like comparison with
it. Yeah. So this, you're very correct, everything you say. Certainly, we can't imitate Krishna. Generally, lust is a perverted form of love. So, Krishna's not—it's not really lust, but it's pure love. Krishna acts controlled by love. His loving dealings with his devotees. Lust is of this material world, perverted form of love. Some other question? Atul Krishna Prabhu.
Maharaj, you quoted that verse, Yesham Tvantikatam Papam. And how does that apply for us in the current period of time when we don't really have any piety and we don't really just rely on piety as a qualification when we're preaching?
Uh-huh. Thank you. So, this was explained by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, some devotee was thinking, Prabhupada, did we come to Krishna consciousness because of our pious activities? And Prabhupada simply said, I am creating your pious activity. So, we have come to Krishna consciousness. It doesn't mean that we're pious or that we're sinless. But the power of Krishna consciousness is so great that very quickly we become qualified for devotional service. Doesn't take any time at all. It was expressed, one man was coming to the temple and he was seeing people, you know, the one boy moved into the temple before he moved in, you know, he was so looking so out of it, so under the material world, but in a very short time he was like transformed and he became so enthusiastic and happy, engaged in Krishna's service. And the man could understand, he said, this process really doesn't take any time at all. So quick that simply in the association of devotees and in the temple every day, hearing, chanting. So very powerful. Sankirtan movement also. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagam Mangalam Amhasham. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the Sankirtan, glories of Sankirtan is described. That it uproots all types of sinful activities. Jagan Mangalam Amhasham. That is always auspicious, destroying all kinds of sinful activities. That simply a few hours on Sankirtan, you can become sinless. You can destroy unlimited amounts of sinful activities. And we say also every morning when we circumambulate Tosi, you know, that even the killing of a Brahmana. Even if you killed a Brahmana, that simply by circumambulating Tulsi, you know, these sinful reactions are destroyed. So devotional service itself is so transcendentally powerful that it destroys any amount of sinful activities which we may have performed in the past. Of course, we have to go on from there. We don't want to take advantage and become again sinful. We have to remain steady. So, that verse which we were Atul Krishna Prabhu is quoting to us, this is, then we will engage in devotional service with determination. Tidanvam moha nirmukta bhajanti mam dridavrata. That we will engage in that service with determination. So this is important. We want to engage in devotional service with that right mood and determination. That we're going to go on and continue to do this to the last breath, till we give up this body. And that is success. Prabhupada wanted us, give this one life for Krishna. We've already enjoyed so many lives in the material world. We've already tried to enjoy this material world in countless births. Now give this one lifetime for Krishna. Use it to chant Hare Krishna and engage in some devotional service. You will never regret it. That is for sure. Even people who may not remain in the Krishna consciousness movement, they simply do service for a little while. But still, it's the greatest benefit for them. Because that activity, the benefits of that activity, will never be taken away from them. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution. And a little advancement made can save one from the greatest danger. So in this way, we try to appreciate the power of devotional service, how effective it is in counteracting all the influences of the age of Kali. Although this Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, but still it's so wonderful that simply by chanting the holy name that we can overcome all of these things. Yeah, we're so sinful, we had so many bad habits, but we have faith in Srila Prabhupada. Mahatma Prabhu was giving us a nice story the other day. He was telling us how Prabhupada said, unless you're 100% pure, you cannot go back to Godhead. And when the devotees heard that, everybody's head dropped. Oh no, you know, how will I ever go back to Godhead? So then Prabhupada changed, he said, unless you're 90% pure, you'll not go back to God. But still, no, no chance. Unless you're 80% pure, you'll not go back to... No. If you just hold on to my lotus feet, Prabhupada said, I will take you back to Godhead because I have the key to the back door. Yeah, Prabhupada said, I have the key to the back door of the spiritual world, so just hold on to my lotus feet. So this is the idea. We just want to hold on to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And if we do that, we're safe. We're secure. Any other questions? Comment? Yes, Prabhu at the back.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. How to understand the working of the time in the spiritual world? Because they say the spiritual world is beyond time. So how to understand time factor over there?
Yeah, there's no influence of time in the sense that there's no decay in the spiritual world. Although the impressions of time may be there in the spiritual world, but there's no decay. We see how time decays everything. You know, they have to do constant renovation, they have to repaint things because of the influence of time. And we see time also affecting our body, the bodily changes. So time is, they're deteriorating everything in this world. But in the spiritual world, although there's an impression of time, it is not decaying as it does in this material world. In this material world, time is mixed up with Maya. It's inexplicably mixed with Maya. You cannot separate them. So in this material world, time is going to be there, and that causes the destruction of everything. But then it's not there in the spiritual world. But the impression of time is there. Krishna has his different leelas, different times of the day. So some impressions of time there, but it's not decaying. Is that right? Janani Vasa Prabhu? Pankajani? You want to say? You have something you could add about that? Time in the spiritual world?
Here, I think there it's increasing.
Everything is increasing. not dictating, this way everything is reducing, deteriorating, but there everything is increasing. Okay. All right, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.